John, what do you make of R.A. Dickey? The Jays have gone off to a decent start. It could be better, and a lot of people are blaming that should be on R.A. Dickey, who's 1-3.
Well, I think this is the month, and I don't want to put too much on one start in April, but this is where R.A. Dickey really has to, I'm not saying justify the entire trade and the entire contract, but this is where the Jays need him. Because last year, I think for a variety of reasons, and I know he had a decent second half, it just wasn't going to work out for the Jays just based on the injuries and the way the whole thing went. But here the Jays are actually surprisingly competitive with the way the lineup is produced, the way Hutchinson has come back. The bullpen has been okay, Sunday's game notwithstanding. They need the guy now. I mean, this is when they need him, because this is actually an AL East. I mean, look at what's happened to the Yankees with Nova now going down. The Rays have had their pitching issues. If Dickey is even 80% of the guy that he was in New York, this team can actually make the playoffs. And I think I've seen him make some comments about the fact that his knuckleball is maybe moving better now than it was last year at this time. And but if that's the case, okay, then let's put in the strike zone. Let's get some swings and misses, because there's been too many walks. He's issued the most walks of any pitcher in the American League to this point in the season, and you just cannot continue to do that in a ballpark where the ball's going to leave the yard every now and then. I mean, he can give up his home runs every now and then. That's just going to happen with a knuckleball. But if you've got 1 and 2 and 3 guys on base when it happens, you're just not going to win games that way. So he's got to get this thing figured out and figure out the way to make the knuckleball work in Rogers Center, because now the team is actually good enough that it matters. And I think tonight really has to be a night when R.A. Dickey starts to make good on the whole reason why the Jays traded for him, gave up Syndergaard, and gave him that contract.
John Morosi, our guest. I agree with you on 100% everything you said. And at the same time, Mark Burley's excellence has sort of canceled out R.A. Dickey not being good. So they'll probably, Burley will regress to the means and Dickey will improve to the mean, right?
Well, maybe, but I think that one thing, Greg, is I really feel like three really good or pretty good or very good, however you want to define it, I think three really good starters are probably going to have to be the ante to really contend in this division. And obviously Burley's been excellent, one of the best in the league right now. Hutchinson has been, I think, excellent for considering where he's coming from. But they need that third guy. You cannot get through the American League East and win and compete with two good starters. You need 3.5, probably, at least. And I'm still skeptical about Morrow. He's still averaging, I think probably even under 5 innings a start. He hasn't been that good. And McGowan, again, it'll be a miracle if he's not on the disabled list by July. So they need to get, Dickey has to be the guy. He has got to be the guy, because you go back to Sunday's game. Yes, the bullpen gave it up. But again, they only got 5 innings out of the starter, and you wonder if the way the Loop pitched is related anyway to the fact that he's had to log so many innings already. You just cannot have starters going 5 innings in this division and expect to win. And I think Dickey he's certainly under 6 innings in terms of per start, and he's got to be better than that. So he really needs to be the guy. I think you can sort of finesse around McGowan a little bit, because you just know you're not going to be able to get a whole lot of innings out of him. Morrow, somewhat of the same deal. He's got about a 5 ERA, and again, not getting deep into ball games. So Dickey has got to be the guy that gives them both length and, I think, excellence, and it really needs to start tonight.
A quick thought on the rest of the division. Like we said, Boston with their struggles, they lost on Marathon Day yesterday. We saw Lester, Buchholz, DuBron, everybody, Lackey, after his initial injury, have really good springs. It's a bit gone the other way for them. They're swinging the bat fine in oftentimes cold weather. They're playing night games in April in Boston, which is ridiculous. They should play more during the day. But either way, their starters haven't been good enough either.
No, and yesterday, obviously, Buchholz just was not able to get out of the third inning. I mean, that's not going to get it done either. So, and actually, I believe the only team that's bullpen in the American League East that's bullpen has had long more innings to this point in the season than the Jays are the Red Sox, surprisingly, based on the fact they're the reigning world champions. So, who knows? Maybe it's that year after the World Series thing where the starters are a bit tired from having gone one full month longer than the regular season. division, but this is a team that obviously has some serious pitching concerns and also some growing pains. I mean, Bogaerts made a mistake in the bases. He's in his first year now as a full-time starter, and obviously Middlebrooks is down right now, and they've had to replace Ellsbury. So there's some concerns that go beyond the rotation, but it's certainly the Red Sox aren't quite the same team. The Yankees now obviously have a Nova go down. This division, I don't want to say it's there for the taking for the Jays, but based on the way that Cabrera has started out and Reyes is back and Batista's doing his thing again, I mean, the Jays are a good team, and I think with maybe a little bit better rotation performance, they're going to be right in the thick of this thing.